What's up? What's up? What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Soul Table.
Thank y'all for coming back.
I love it. I love it. Hey, before we get started, like and subscribe to the channel if you like what you're watching.
Hit that button.
Hit the button. We're working hard for it. We want more people to see it, and we want people to be consistently involved with what we're doing. So, without further ado, I'm RBD, one half of the Soul Table with the King of Philadelphia, that is
Carl,
a.k.a. Flight, and I'm Willie, because it's too easy.
I'm about to start wearing a crown.
You're going to wear the crown? It's not too easy?
I'm start wearing a crown.
Why is that? Is it too easy?
I mean, it's too easy.
It's too easy. It's too easy. And we got our cameraman, as usual, Junior Mint. What's up? Yo. Okay, that's my boy. Respectable shoes, man. What you got on your feet? P6000. That's what I'm talking about. And everybody know him, don't never see him. Good old Uncle Mike.
Boom, 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 boom.
What you got on your feet, Uncle?
You know I got J-Tips on.
You got to see it. He got the whole set on. He got the hat with the like the purple with the pink brim with the bear on the front. Then he got the, I can't really see that like because of the light. But what tips are those?
The date ones. I forget what it was called.
I don't know, man, that's our savior, yeah. And I don't mean that in the Lord and Savior way. It's been a great day. How you feeling, Carl? You good?
Sleepy.
You sleepy? Sleepy. How the fuck is you sleepy? Sleepy. It's like 2:30 in the afternoon.
Gotta work.
Yeah, you quit your job.
Gotta work.
You gonna quit anyway. You don't never keep no actual real occupation.
No, I'm keeping this one. Listen. I ain't going nowhere with this. I like this one.
Listen, I just got a question. Like,
shout out to everybody at my job, too, that's been seeing me on this journey, walking up to me. It's been weirding me the fuck out because this shit was crazy. Like I'm sitting up here looking at people. They walking up and they sitting up here saying, hey, you know, the king's in the building, this and that. I'm looking like, hey, how you doing? And this and that. I'm like,
I get weird questions all the time, like flats or drums.
I'm not.
What are you into? I feel like you like the elbow or the chicken.
Drums.
You drum bowl? Drums. Ew, you like knuckles.
Drums.
I can't. Uncle Mike, flats or drums?
I would say drums, but flats give me good practice for other things.
I feel weird saying flats because I'm the
what
shit.
What the
I'm,
fuck?
That's what I'm talking about. The fuck? Yeah, now I can say it. What? Open season. Time for me to get in. I just like the way
flats
the meat
is with
slide
bitches
off
eat,
the
bro.
Bone.
What the fuck is wrong with
you? Think about how a flat is designed.
I like the
though.
Way the meat slide off.
What the fuck you mean the way it's designed? It's a fucking piece of chicken.
Think I like how the, bones the way the meat flat, slide off the bone.
Hey, yo, forgive him. Forgive him. You know, it's like when he get in here, he start getting crazy.
The meat off the bone.
Pause, man. Pause.
Suck that bone clean.
All right.
See?
I was right.
See?
All right. Anyway.
I told you. It never fails. It's the same shit on the
Soul Table.
It's a Soul Table. Like, you can't get mad at that. That's high quality shit right there. Like, yo, what was the real shit? That's how you got to eat it. You got to get the meat off the bone. I said what I said. It's chicken. I'm talking chicken. It's hard. No diddy. Not too late for that.
You just said hard?
I like my wings fried hard. I didn't say I like my meat fried
anyway,
hard.
Anyway, so what's on tap today?
On tap, you know what? It's crazy.
Michael Jordan finally gives back to the black community.
Whoa, brother, take it easy. Take it
finally.
Easy, champ. Take it easy, champ.
Finally.
Take it easy, champ.
We're not talking about jails.
Take it easy.
He hasn't been to jails.
First of all, you don't know where this is going to go. You don't know where this is going to go.
Mayor Kingstown.
You don't know where this is going to go.
I'm dead ass. He probably be walking through that joint like, yo, I got to change this, that. The food, they're giving them too much food. They're doing too much. But no, Michael Jordan is finally giving back $8 million to black communities. And, you know, that's a really good thing because we need more. We need more things in our communities and in our, you know, the lower poverty communities.
So to add more context to it, Michael Jordan and the Jordan brand are announcing over $8 million in grants to 37 organizations through the black community, a.k.a. the BCC. It was created in 2020. The Jordan Black Community Commitment, a joint equal 10-year, $100 million innovative of Michael Jordan and the Jordan brand, is focused on leading sustainable change to impact the fight against systemic racism. That's a lot. That's a lot of shit that was just said there. And to create more equitable futures for black Americans. Now, crazy part is because it's a couple of these organizations that receive some of this some of this grant money, they're from Philly. One of them was the Center for Black Educator Development. Basically, what they do is they rebuild. They're rebuilding the National Black Teacher Pipeline to support education for all students. So it's one of those things where they're basically trying to give back to the teachers and the students, where I think is that's good for the educational system in itself.
They need to do something because the educational system has been pretty shitty nowadays.
Then they have Love Now Media. Love Now Media is on a mission to help just as well build an equitable future to build equitable futures through acts of love. I don't know how that particularly looks like, but that sounds kind of dope. Like, in my mind, it's like a Care Bear type of thing. Like, love. Or Captain Planet Heart. First of all, that was a weird power to have for a Planeteer. What?
Which part?
Heart. He wasn't talking about, like, the will to do forward. He was talking about love or something like that. I don't know.
Gotta have love for shit to grow.
But he had a monkey. What was he doing to that monkey? Bro. No? You ain't never think about that. Yo, remember when Don Cheadle was Captain Planet? Dude, that shit was, crazy. That shit was crazy as shit. I hold you. Like, that was some funny shit. That was some legit funny shit. Then you have the third one. I'm sorry. You have another one. It's the Youth Sentencing Reentry Project. And basically what they do is they help with reentry to society for the youth that get imprisoned. You said Mike wasn't doing prisons. There you go right there. I ain't exactly Bob Barker, but rest in peace, Bob. But no,
that's not an actual.
What?
That rumor is false.
What, Bob Barker?
No, about Mike.
Oh, no, I know it is.
Prison. There's a Michael Jordan who invests in private stock that has to do with private prisons, but it's not Michael Jordan. Show it's me a guy named Michael Jordan.
Let me see the picture of Michael Jordan. Not that Michael Jordan, other Mike.
Like, the actual? He's Mike. Just some white guy.
Bizarro Mike. A white Somebody going to pull it up.
But it's I like, ain't going to hold you. Hey, listen, there's money in that.
It is. And then also, last but not least, that was four instead of three. They have the Educational Law Center. The Educational Law Center is a mission to access quality public education for all children in Pennsylvania. Now, if you want to learn more about any of these organizations or other ones, particularly ones that are in like Brooklyn or in your area, go to Nike.com/Jordan/purpose. Like, the fact that he and his company, he's using this through his company, I'm not even looking at it as a tax type of thing. It could be, or whatever it is, but it's still giving back to the community. A lot of it is coming to Philly.
And he hasn't done that in a while.
No, he has not. Like, he's far removed from Republicans where spy sneaks too. Like, that was some fucked up shit to say, but it was some cold shit and accurate shit at the same time. He still bought sneaks, and it didn't stop. One monkey ain't stop no show. But the question is, how does this actually make Mike look?
It makes him look good, especially for, as much as we support him. Because it's the low-poverty areas that are really supporting him more than anything else.
Right. So
it's a good look for Mike. Of course it is.
So so I look at it like this. Like I said, he's far removed from Republicans buy sneakers too. And is putting your money where your mouth is. Because like with Mike, you know how Mike competitive can be. I want to see competitive Mike give more back. Like, in my opinion, I think LeBron is leading the forefront in the give back category when it comes to those athletes. I think so. You don't think so?
Yeah, I do. Very much so.
Like, the man had a school. And he was in there with that tight ass suit he couldn't even sit down in. You seen that shit. Hey, LeBron, that suit was little as fuck. Listen, champ.
What he did for that's another part that added to his legacy.
So
I'm not saying that LeBron is, because there's a lot of people y'all out there that say.
So you're saying he's like a better social athlete than Mike is? All right, sure. Cool. Not that he's better than Mike, because he's not.
Because he does, no, never. He does so much for the community, and he actually cares about the youth. Like, you can see it.
Right.
Like, when LeBron, let's not forget when somebody got killed for his sneakers, he took care of the whole funeral. Like, Mike ain't never do nothing like that.
I mean, you don't know. Like, I'm not saying that.
He did?
When that happened?
Oh, what? Somebody
killed. Got killed over bronze?
Yeah. That was.
Was it the first four? Because after that, I'm not taking. Nah, was it the South Beaches?
I think it was the South Beaches.
Okay. I could see somebody taking a L over the South Beach. But past that, I'm not saying that it was worthy.
He got smoked for it. And then He took care of the whole funeral. He actually reached out. So I don't know. Mike is Mike. He is the greatest basketball player of all time.
Of course.
But
nigga, duh.
You know, if we are going to sit up here and talk about, you know, who's leading the forefront for our communities, it's LeBron James.
So does this make you want to support Mike even more?
We're going to support Mike regardless.
No, but in the aspect of this, like, you now know where it's going, because in my opinion, it don't change my it
He's
don't
a
change
billionaire. My opinion anyway. Eight M's ain't nothing. This is like $2 now.
Yeah. What you doing, Scotty? What you doing?
I knew that was coming.
You should have known. What you doing, Scotty?
It's coming. I mean, he's taking care of his kids.
Or is Marcus still doing it? I think he back.
Bro, he acting crazy out this gym.
Marcus was bombing his step-aunt, his mock aunt. I don't even know how that happened. He was plotting since birth. I'm going to get up in there when I get the opportunity. And he did.
Larissa is.
Something else.
You hear what she said about Bronny?
No.
Talking about, I'm crushing on Bronny.
Well, I see where this is going. And Bronny.
She tripping, bro.
It's on you, champ.
Don't do it. I hope Savannah come and step right the fuck in there.
I mean, what's the difference between Larissa and Drea? Drea left Tyrod Taylor and bought the baby that she had with, what's his name? What's the boy she had the baby with?
Jalen Green.
Yeah, Jalen Green, and bought it to Tyrod Taylor house. That y'all ain't read that shit? That shit crazy. Yeah. It's messy over there.
Nah, I'm cool. Hey, listen, when you a hoe, you a hoe.
Whoa, brother. Whoa.
Anyway.
That's a great. Well, if you like what you heard.
You know what I'm saying? What you want to do?
If you like what you heard, leave a comment below. Also, like and subscribe to the Soul Table. We're going to move
on.
I
do not give a fuck, bro.
I clearly see.
Right at your fucking
put
neck.
The rollie on today. I ain't even got that. Like, I don't even wear my watch. I should have left it at home.
Anyway, on to better news. This is topics that I like.
This is his shit. So there's no longer any rumors to find out what happened to certain shoes. From these iconic movies. Michael Keaton admitted on the podcast Not Just Football with what's his name? Cam, it'll come back to me. We'll edit that out. Not Just Football, that he still has the Air Jordan 6 from the Batman Returns. My question is, like, how awesome is that?
That's pretty cool to me.
Like,
we've already seen pictures of it from when, you know, it's crumbling.
But you see the crumble, like but that's not his, though.
Yeah. I'm talking about the other one. We don't know what his looks like, so.
We don't, but he offered. The crazy part was, like, after he admitted to still having it, he was like, yo, I'll sell it. Like Cam Hayward, that's his name. He said, I'll sell it to you, to Cam Hayward, to which Cam Hayward said, yeah, he's thinking about it. And then Michael Keaton thought that he offered him his wife, not saying that he was going to take it. I don't know what Cam Hayward's wife looks like. But the idea that there was a price lets me know that there is that's in the realm. Like, it's obtainable. I would wear the fuck out that shit. I wear that to go to the supermarket. I mean, you just would carry me. Because I got the Batman shoe on. Tell me, you ain't going to put the shoe
you probably
on.
You probably going to have to restore that shit.
I would. But you telling me right now, you wouldn't try to put your foot in it?
I mean, well, Michael Keaton is little as hell.
All right.
So I don't think I can even fit that shoe.
Watch out now.
No. Much respect.
Well, then first you can wear like a chain around Batman. Your neck. Just these shoe boots, sneaker boots.
Bro, them joints, big paws.
This is it. Come like, to the dark Jones side.
Is crazy. Like,
hey, I'm just asking. I personally, look, at the end of the day, I look at that shoe and I go, like, I never really, like,
It's very iconic.
I didn't know it was a Jordan 6 until I was an adult. Now, when I found out after I was an adult, I was like, you know what? That sounds like something I would want. Like, that's not on, like, my grail list because, obviously, that's not something they're going to remake for everybody to get.
No.
Because the Air Mag is still top of everybody's list. Like, right now, they can be like, we're releasing Air Mags, and motherfuckers will lose their mind and lose lives, and then Nike will be definitely paying for those funerals 110%, but the resale would be crazy on your Air Mag. But just knowing that somebody like these actors and these artists, they still have these shoes. Yeah. The crazy part is Tinker made the damn shoe. Like, he, obviously he's goated. There's no question.
I mean, there's no question about that.
There's no question on that at all. But how much do you think, like, Michael Keaton would sell them for in real life if he had to sell them? How much would you pay for them?
For something like that to be put into the an actual glass case, because, you know, that's an artifact. It's yeah. That's like an art piece that you would put in there. I say they were for $100,000.
$100,000?
Probably more.
So you put them up there with the Freddies?
Yeah, they were.
I think they were more than
that. Because he put his foot in it. That's what I'm saying. Like, it probably be worth more than that.
He drove the Batmobile in that shit.
If it's an auction, then they probably might even go for a mil.
I think the case would be crazy. They'd have to give me a Batmobile with the shoe, at least a costume, a cape, a rubber mask.
Like I said, they'll probably come in. If they was auctioning off on, what's that shit called?
Soda Buy.
Yeah. So they put them on there, coming in a glass case.
They put the crumbled ones up.
I know that's what they did. They did. But how much did they sell for?
I don't know offhand. Uncle Mike, fact check. Uncle Mike, how much you think they would sell for?
At least, they priceless, honestly. I don't think Michael Keaton would sell those, just because.
I know that's what I was saying. We know he's playing, but if he was to sell them, like, that right there in itself is one of them things where you ask him, like,
it's
well.
It's like a Beetlejuice suit, like, the one that he really wore. That's what I'm saying.
But no, you know, he used that for the new movie.
With the old one?
He put that shit back on.
Shit.
That crazy. He said he could still fit it. It was a little snug.
I got to give them at least six figures.
He's in good shape.
At least six figures.
That's what I'm saying. Like, least, if you really think about 10. It.
But see, that's why, like, that's the type of shit that I would like to see in the museum.
If he was selling for a personal, like, to somebody, like, say, me and you was cool with him or something like that, probably be like $100,000. But that'd be on a low.
I don't know about
$100,000. No, I'm saying to him, it'd be low. Because he's not worried about no $1 million, bro. This is the Michael Keaton we talking about here. He's not worried about that. I'm saying if they auctioned it off, then, yeah, it'll probably go for an M, but.
I would definitely go for him.
Probably more, because I'm pretty sure the other ones they
from '92 is a one of one, which was not a one of one. Tinker, been a couple of them.
Tinker has a nice little shoe run.
He going
on here. When it comes to movies and all the other stuff, like I said, the Air Max, I was super young, and that one just changed my whole mindset.
So Air Mag.
You know,
Back to the Future.
Yeah. Jordan 6's.
Jordan 6, Batman 2, Batman Returns, and Air Trainer 3.
Don't forget that.
Batman 2. Yeah. Batman 2 is Air Trainer 3.
Batman 2?
Oh, no, Batman 1. You're right.
I was about to say,
Batman
1.
But what you call.
I know what the fuck I'm talking
about.
Right.
Don't just go there. The Pixar. Was it Pixar?
What?
No, not Pixar. Who does Coraline and all that?
But that wasn't an actual costumed shoe.
No, but it's still.
That was an SB,
they
right?
still took Tinker's. The Susan John, remember the Susan, the Missing Link one? It was right after Paranormal.
Oh, you so talking about the Air Max 1. Yeah, that's Missing Link. That's Missing Link.
Missing Link. And then you got.
Joan looking like Bigfoot.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a. Of course, you got the phones.
Green and white with the John.
It's pretty nice. Well, you know, with the little.
But just custom quiet. Shoes, because if that's the case, then I can go Air Jordan 13. He got game. Like, yeah, I can put myself in
you
there.
Got
we can. But if you're just talking just made specifically for this movie without even knowing that that's a. Whatchamacallit. Out of those three, the Air Mag, Back to the Future, Air Trainer 3, Batman 1, just Batman. And Air Jordan 6, Batman Returns. What is the best? And I know you probably what you're going to go with, and you're going to be mad at what I'm going to say.
I mean, I'm going with the Mags.
I'm going to go with the 3.
Mags is too iconic.
I'm going to go with the Air Trainer 3.
Why didn't we throw Jordan 11 in there?
Space Jam? Because was that just made just for the movie? Just costume-wise? No, nobody could get it?
No, remember,
because that was released.
He was hurt. It didn't matter.
But at that time, he still came back because they had clips of him coming back. He was hooping. He had a basketball court built.
No, I'm pretty sure that sneaker was made.
It was made for that. Yeah, he had a basketball court built because he was returning because he came back the year before. And he was garbage.
That particular colorway was for.
Well, he wasn't corny.
No, for Mike's garbage. That was Mike's garbage. Mike's garbage
is still
elite. That's like.
You know, he lost to Orlando.
Like, that's like KD good. That Mike garbage is KD good. You can't take that?
No, I can't do that.
You try to say so. Garbage Mike, KD is better than a garbage Mike. We doing this?
I can't say Mike was garbage. I can't do that.
When he returned, he wasn't old Mike. He was garbage Mike. Like, he wasn't.
Yeah, he still dropped 52 in Madison.
He wasn't the same Mike.
He wasn't the same Mike. Even Horace Grant said, that ain't Michael Jordan. That ain't the Black Cat.
Listen, I know you like Orlando. All right. I know that's
crazy. He lost, bro. That's wild.
I know you like Orlando. And you going,
he's
I know
wild.
You wanna...
He lost, bro. We was on the pivotal gym. Like, you couldn't stop Penny. And it's, shit, we got a little bit. The way we got smacked the next year, that was crazy.
So I like
that was goofy.
I like the Air Trainer 3 because Batman 1 is probably one of the greatest movies ever made. I'm not taking nothing away from Batman Returns. Batman Returns was the shit. Like Max Schreck, we had a good run. Like that dude, you know, Christopher Walken, that's my guy. But the fact that this man,
yeah, Tim Burton knew what he was doing.
Jumped off the side of a he parachuted down, not parachuted, he paralleled down with bat wings to beat up two dope heads over a pocketbook in some Air Trainer 3s. I would be hella upset. Then you got to look at them. They don't look like Air Trainer 3s. They got the buckle with the actual metal on it, like the Velcro part. It ain't plastic. Like they put the boot shield up. It looked a little more graphic, to be real, like not compared to the Jordan 6. It don't look, I think aesthetically, the Trainer 3 looks better. The Air Trainer 3 looks better. And he did a lot more shit. He beat up Joker in that shit, which means he had to walk up all them steps when the bell fell.
Was it costume all leather?
I thought it was
the
rubber.
Costume's all leather?
It was
rubber?
I thought it was rubber.
No, the cape was leather. I'm sure of that.
It didn't matter.
It was leather.
That man flew the bat jet.
At all. He had to turn
he
the whole body.
He flew the bat jet in that
man
still. That man was walking the prince, red and white, black and green.
They put a lot of
detail
into that one. They really did.
He is a man.
It was a good soundtrack too. They knew, like I said, they put everything together.
Yo, that's, Prince that's hit the high movie. Note. Damn. No.
Ah! Bro, you remember the video?
That man,
he was half Batman, half Joker.
Listen, the man. Yes, I remember that video.
That video was terrible.
I also remember Joker walking through the restaurant, fucking shit up as he was walking through.
That shit was funny.
Had his homies in where he get them leather jackets from? First off, the Joker leather jacket.
Yeah, them Jones
I would have joined
the purple Jones official.
Now we off to a
Joker
topic.
Face in the back. That Jones was hot.
Would you
that
have joined Shredder's Foot hot. Clan, or
nigga,
would you
what?
Have joined Joker?
No, Foot Clan.
Fuckling. It was too many
bro,
of them motherfuckers, yo.
No, I'm sorry, yo.
It was too many of them motherfuckers.
Keep it a bean. Keep it a bean.
The Foot?
Shredder was a monster in that movie, bro.
Yo, they was stealing. You saw how fast they took old head television? She just went to go grab her cup, turned around. They took the flower pot and the television.
We wasn't ready. Remember when we was watching the cartoons and you get the little bullshit Shredder? When we got to the movie, Shredder was a whole cannon. He was not talking crazy, none of that shit. I was like, God damn, we fucking everybody up.
But he couldn't beat a rat.
Couldn't.
That couldn't even walk.
I mean,
he
I don't know what
he made ear.
He made it, what you call it?
moving on.
So, Goyard and Shoe Surgeon.
Wait, because if y'all moving on to that.
Or at the,
because
at the
they end. They definitely came out with the Fela Ninja Turtle Jones and the Shred, you know what I mean? The Shredder had his own sneaks.
They did.
And the Turtles had their own. Because we're talking about iconic movies. Like,
I had Ninja Turtle.
That first
soap.
Turtles movie was super
I had Ninja
iconic.
Turtle soap, and it didn't smell like shit that you'd want to bathe with, just so you know.
Come on,
so shoe surgeon is in hot water. He's currently being sued by Goyard for copyright infringements. So basically, shoe surgeon has been using Goyard's fabric to customize shoes, and to the shock of him. They don't want him doing it. They feel like that it's damaging to the brand, and basically they don't want him doing it at this point. So, like, they think it's infringing on their legal license. So what do you think? I personally think that it's just me, that if you buy it, you can do what you want with it.
Yeah.
I don't look at like you got a bunch of Goyard shit. If you took your Goyard hoodie and said, I'm going to make a backpack out of this Goyard hoodie, I ain't going to look at you strange. I'm going to be like, well, you just you either couldn't fit the hoodie no more or just got tired of it. Because some stuff is just going to be out of season or out of style in anyway. Like, I'm not saying your Goyard hoodie that you might have might be out of style.
How do you see this? All right, so Goyard.
Now, bear in mind, he does have license to use and do Nike shit.
Yeah, but I like what they're doing because they're stepping in before the bullshit gets too far in. And I think that they take their, not just the brand, but I think they take their patterns a little bit more personal than anybody else would. Like Louis Vuitton back in the day, Louis, Gucci, all that, they weren't really doing clothes. So you had to go buy the fabric from the store or get some fake shit and then have a tailor make your stuff. They weren't really doing all that. You know, I mean, the clothing line situation. So
right.
With this, I can understand. Also, Shoe Surgeon, when he sells his stuff, it's expensive.
It is.
It's not no regular $150, nothing like that. He's making a nice profit off of these sneakers. It's something that he's made. So I can understand where Goyard is coming from, but I still feel like you do. Like, if you buy it,
I should be able to do whatever I want. Yeah. Like, if I want to pee on it, you can't get mad. Yeah.
I think the difference is this. Like, so, yes, once you buy an item, you can do what you want with it. The problem is you creating a profit off of that item.
In the marketing, yeah.
Okay.
Because remember, the same thing happened with Dapper Dan, where the feds raided everything.
They did.
They took all the Gucci, like, sets and all that.
Look at them.
Because that's what I said. Remember back in the day, they had to get that stuff made. They weren't doing clothes like that. Right. So what they would do is, you know,
they would buy
shout out to the Harlem niggas.
They
started it. You would take the fabric, and then afterwards you would make your own jackets up.
Harlem.
Dapper Dan and all them, they did that. And that was a thing. That's what most of the drug dealers were into. So, I mean, listen, Harlem, I hate to say this shit, but Harlem, I mean, like, shout out to my squad up there. Harlem is like the mecca of clothing. Like, they have started so much shit in there.
Mm.
Like, I mean, when it comes to, like, certain things of... It's like you got to give respect to Uptown. You ain't got no choice.
Mm.
Because, I mean, they were the ones that was matching the flavors with the flavors and, you know, the Air Force Ones and the Gucci's and all that shit. Like, bro, showing off, that was a thing for them. Like, they were the original, you know, swag, trendsetters, wavy motherfuckers, whatever you want to call it.
So you telling me you had a pair of Burberry Tims. That's what I'm hearing from you.
I actually wanted a pair. I wanted a pair of Gucci Jones.
Was it because of the cam video?
I was up there a lot. So playing basketball.
You was everywhere, but like you doing in the air. Like that shit crazy.
Bro, we go up there right now. People know. Like, well, last time I went up there, and I mean, like, it was crazy. When last time I went to New York, I see three people that, I mean, I know from up there. My daughter stops and says, yo, how do you know everybody? It's a gift and a curse, but I've been a lot of places. I actually used to hate it here. I used to like it more up there than I did here.
Who was not to like with New York? It don't sleep.
Nah, I don't know. Like, I felt like the basketball runs was better up there, too. Like, they just were a little bit more saucier. I can't explain it. Like, it just, they had, like, a different gear.
Okay.
In basketball. Like, saucier. It was just like, got the flavor. Yeah, like.
Little jelly.
That, you know.
Filet.
We didn't have. Yeah. I hate to like sit up here and like digress because I'm doing it again, but Philly didn't. We have our.
Is he about to say what I think he's going to say?
We have our stamp now. The Philadelphia Inquirer said the other day that Philly has a part in the sneaker game.
A part,
and we're there. So like I mean, like we
started the Air Trumps. What are you talking about? We started them.
That is that's a bad look.
As we started the please, Trumps.
We went to edit that one out.
Oh, keep that shit in but there. We started the Trumps. When it the comes first to pair like was bought right here.
Sneakers and all up that other street. Stuff. Like we didn't start the trends.
No,
like
we didn't.
We didn't start like taking stuff.
I win.
But we put this shit on and we did it our own way. And then that's when other people started to look at shit like, oh, wow. All right.
Can I have my moment of clarity? That's crazy work because I said this and he argued me down. To the
bro, you still think that fucking that we started New Balance? We did not.
We had that this is conversation.
A DMV listen, situation.
Listen,
bro.
Take that. Listen,
read the comments.
Take
read
that
the comments.
To the comments. If read you the think, comments. Would you think? Then tell me in the comments. I'll respond. I respond personally. So, do you consider Shoe Surgeon like a rep, or do you actually consider him like Nike? Or whatever he's like, whatever.
It's a rep.
Because only reason I'm saying is because he has license to do all this shit.
Yeah, but it's a rep to me because if he didn't, and not nothing taken away from Nothing taken away from anything that he does, because I like some of his sneakers. But if it was so good, it would come out to, you know, you know what I mean? Like, it would be general release. It would be somewhat of a release.
Because like with LeBron and his custom LeBrons from when, what was it? When he scored, how many points did he score? Like 200,000?
No.
I don't know how many points he scored. I forgot.
It's like 40.
Whatever amount he scored. Grand,
something like that.
Yeah, because it was a wild night. That was a wild night. Whatever amount of points he scored, we tend to try to like capture everything in essence. And what Shoe Surgeon did when they gave him the ring and they made the LeBrons that he did it in from Shoe Surgeon, bro, that shit was crazy. Like he's
got a great artistic.
And the crazy part is he's not just limited to just like basketball sneaks and sneaks you can wear. He's taking it to the box and he's taking it to the football field. I like it. I don't think it's a rep. I don't. I think he's just another brand, a high end branch of Nike. Or a high-end branch of New Balance, or just designer.
I feel like they need to mass produce some of his stuff there.
So obviously you pay good attention to the Shoe Surgeon. What is your favorite Shoe Surgeon collaboration?
I ain't gonna hold you. The High Top Freddies that he did.
You said the High Top Freddies?
He did High Top Freddies.
He did.
And they were pretty. They
he
were
did. Really nice. And that was part of the Halloween capsule, which I had loved all of, because he did the High Top Freddies, the low cut Chuckies. Then he did the Beetlejuices. Bro, the Beetlejuices?
But you couldn't get your hands on none of this shit.
You could. Bro. You actually, see, with that, he actually had a whatchamacallit where you could have not bought them, but you could have got some made.
I thought they were.
You had to put in, I think, I don't want to say it was a raffle. I can't remember what it was.
No, it wasn't a raffle. It was an auction. I thought it was an auction.
Just for one pair?
Yeah.
That's not your size. I think he was making them.
I think it was an auction.
Well, I will look deeper into that. I'll put that in the comments below. Yeah. Subscribe. But I think personally, he had a couple of them. For me, it was the Beetlejuice dunks, the Dior obliques, Goyard dunks. They was hot. Like, especially what he did when he did the off-white Jones.
And the what this? He came up with a what?
He did. I think he did come up with a what this. He did. He did a New Balance. I think that was the Reese Cup Jones.
Pythons. Don't forget the pythons.
Yeah, he definitely did those. So I don't think it's a rep. I think, because if LeBron getting it, and he would,
I'm gonna wear it. But I just like it's not being mass produced. So
that's the problem.
Yeah, and not only that, them numbers is high.
Okay,
so high.
If you believe that Shoe Surgeon is out here creating reps, or he's creating, you know, a different version, a more personalized version, for people, comment below. We'll respond to you. Which leads to a nice little segue. What do you think is too old to still be wearing sneaks? Because, like, not too long ago, there was a man, he was 61 years old. He literally was like, I still wear Jordans.
Bro, I'm still going to be doing this shit till I'm like 100.
I honestly think this is our old.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to be playing video games at, like, 70, 80 years old. I'm going to be looking forward to NCAA when it comes out. Man, listen.
I don't think things are going to change for us like how they did for our parents.
I think
we're going to stay. We're pretty stubborn.
Yeah.
We're going to stay the same. The only thing is, I ain't going to hold you. We don't go nowhere.
What do you mean?
Us being older, we don't go nowhere.
No, nobody does that, but we stay connected.
Remember, we used to be out.
It's because we need a nap. You got to have a nap every like 8 hours.
I don't know nothing about that shit.
At 30 years old, you ain't taking no naps.
I'm taking naps.
What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm taking a nap. I'm taking my 30. You nap. Anything over 30, you napping. You lying to yourself. You ain't taking no nap.
I'm fancy.
It depends on how hard I play basketball.
Man, I might go home and take your vitamin C levels must be low or through the roof. One of the two. Because you got to take a nap. Your body be like, nigga, it's nap time. I'm taking it down.
Man, he's old. I don't
know. Junior, you take naps? That's what I'm talking about. Junior, He looked like 20.
Also could be like a mental situation too. So I don't even want
to. He got young body but old face. Junior like 52 in the face. I'm joking. He like 47. But at the end of the day, like he taking everybody in this room taking naps, but you. You taking Viagra or Cialis? You staying up?
Why is this man worried about if I'm taking Viagra or Cialis?
You're not going to sleep. You got to take the nap. You got to recharge the batteries, champ. You got to do that. You have to do that.
Yeah, but I'm gonna pretty much be I'm going to be the same. Like, I'm not changing up. I don't even like wearing, and the thing about it is I did this in high school a lot. A lot of people can attest for this. I used to wear college shirts like a motherfucker. I don't wear none of that shit no more. I can't stand a college shirt.
Well, that's different. That was a fad at that point. And we had the big collars with the fringe cuffs. We used to walk around looking like Hov had us out here looking difficult to, like, take seriously. Because I wore one of them shirts to get a job, like, with the fringe cuffs, and it did not work out. Dude just looked at me like, yeah, you can't work here at Staples. This ain't going to work out for you, man. Try over there. Shop right. Meanwhile, my man with the fresh, crisp Dickie suit that wasn't tucked in, but he had the tie on with it, he got it.
Yeah, it would have pissed me off. A fresh Dickie suit with a fucking tie.
Whoa.
Philly fashion. With a tie, bro. Air tie. Bro, he said with a tie, though.
Air tie? French cuffs to an interview was kind of crazy.
That's wild. That's mad wild.
Bro, I ain't even going to hold you.
You got two different spectrums. You just
overdressed. Better off with a white tee. A white or a black tee. With a white tee.
I probably would have got it. He's like, yo, you showed up extra with French cuffs and you trying to work in the back. Like, that's not, it's not going to work out. Like, I definitely didn't get the job. I think, like, our old, like I said.
You dressed like an informant.
I definitely was. Like, I'm out here looking like a straight snitch. Like, okay.
You see, when you see him coming to the door, everybody would have stopped and looked like.
Like, nope. He going to snitch.
Probably somebody in the back like, get him the fuck out of here.
But I had a blue blazer on from Gap.
Oh, that's too wild.
I had the blue blazer on from Gap. And then I had, like, the French cuffs and my cufflinks looked like faucets.
Oh, yeah, he was doing too much. He came in there with a whole, like, he was training for fucking, what's this shit though? The fucking Wall Street marketing shit.
So since this man is 61 years old and he's still wearing sneakers, does you think society views being a sneakerhead like different at this age? Because like this 60 ain't the same as, you know, our grandparents' 60. Mm. Like my mom looked at me and goes, you know what?
Well, they also didn't have what we have now. Like the way we grew up, and it's kind of odd because the more that you look at this generation that's coming up, you know, now, the way that they come, yeah, we fucked, bro.
Whoa. Well, they're not going to make it because they're going to pass out from this 90-degree heat wearing shiesties, but that's a whole nother ball game. But, like.
Because remember, when we was growing up, this is all stuff that we, I mean, our parents put us in this shit.
Yeah, they made us. They
like,
made
they, us they didn't it. Have this stuff, so they put this shit on us.
But it was also being made while we were this young. Yeah. All that shit was new when we were coming up. Yeah. So.
Like, sports wasn't top tier everything for everybody. This wasn't what everybody.
No, but sports was the best of the best. You either was nice or you wasn't, and you made it. That was it.
That's true.
So,
but I mean, I feel like in society now, you know, because we spoil our kids now. We definitely do. We spoil them. Like we I remember kids, wild, if you look at the way that we are now, and you know the way that, because remember we always get told no. We get ass whoopers for bullshit. I mean, I didn't get my ass whooped. I popped, but I mean, like it would be dumb shit. Like,
but you worked for sneaks though, so now that you're able to get them and you give them to your kids,
we just give shit because we knew how it was for us coming up and how bad we wanted it.
Right
now, it's just like, you know.
Speaking of bad, we wanted it. You talked about this for a while. You wanted another pair of these, and they're going to come back out with them by next year.
Oh yeah. I do want a pair.
Galaxy foams. It's a whole.
Well, no. He's talking about Galaxy Foams. I thought he was talking about. They hit us with the other day.
What?
Them undefeated Jordan 4s, bro.
Oh, the Jordan 4s coming out in summer 2025.
I need a pair.
Listen, we knew it was coming. We knew it was coming. It was just a matter of time before.
But, bro, how hard are they going to make this shit for us to get them?
But
that's the thing.
But see, so they might do what they did with the Lightning 17s, make it exclusive because they didn't put it on the sneakers app. And I was mad as shit. Remember, Mike, I called you. I was pissed the fuck off. I called you, Carl. I said, this is some bullshit. He going to drop it a text. And Junior was like, no, man, he got them over here. And I went to the website, and he wasn't there. Fuck you. And at the end of the day, they probably going to do the same shit. They will probably do the same shit. Sorry I ran through the room like that, but I was hurt. You hurt me first, then your little bitch ass did the same thing. But that's cool. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I called you bitch ass, but it was built. I should have went around the room this way. That way I could have got the mic calling bitch ass. Let's start again. You told me to go to the website. You said, no, man, they stole there. And then Mike told me to check online. Fuck you, Mike, little bitch ass. At the end of the day, I ain't get them. All that I got him eventually, but it was like I was looking forward to it.
Bro, you was ahead of the game anyway. But when you asked, they didn't even release.
They didn't. But So what Sneakers App did, they gave us a quick glimpse in what they were dropping. Air Max Saunders, Galaxy Foams, Flight Posits. What's the other ones?
Are we just talking about fucking Batman? Remember the Flight Posits?
What was the other ones?
Spider-Man. The Green Goblin had the Flight Posits on. So
what was the other
one? It's another iconic shoe.
Hold on. I'm going to check it up. Because I don't want to leave this one out. Because KG is... KG said, speaking of Batman,
he felt like Batman.
KG Wayne said when he put them gold Flight Posits on, he felt like Batman. Man, KG different.
It was his sneaker, right? Technically, yeah.
He was the one at the forefront of that. I can't say I'll give him that because it's the truth. He was definitely at the forefront of that.
His A1 commercial though, still better than that bullshit.
Oh yeah, no, without a doubt.
A1 commercial was official.
But that was are you talking about Styles P? Yeah, of course. How dare you not say that it wasn't? Let me find this.
We got those.
Then you got the Air Max TN. I mean Air Max Plus or TNs, whatever you want to call them. And they putting the Swarovski. I'm saying that wrong, right? Swarovski crystals on them. I'm not gonna lie. I want a pair. I'm not gonna lie because I want a pair because them crystals cost a grip.
Man, I want them. CPFM.
I want them. CPFM. Them
damn dunks, yeah.
CPFM.
And that's two pairs I don't have. That's something else. I used to get shit. At first, I was just like, bro, I'm not going to wear them because one of the fucking crystals is going to fall out.
You didn't like my CPFMs.
I want the green ones, bro.
You liked my CPFMs. The ones I redid, I'll post them up and put them up and let y'all see what I did to them.
Oh, you're talking about the, but I did like what you did to them. But I remember I got the other ones. Right. You got the news. I got the free ones.
I found them.
Don't forget, Bike Airs. That's something I'm desperately waiting on.
Nigel Sylvester. The low cut four? Yeah. They was already low. Bike that's Airs. The crazy part about. Or is that considered a mid? That's a mid.
That's a mid.
Well, that's because like Sylvester made them Jones look crazy dope on some. Because
he had the Celine jacket. That Celine jacket was so fire.
What?
He had when he wore them the first time, he had
swoon over.
He had this John on. He had the Celine
Fab
jacket.
Had the vest with the hoodie.
Cut
on.
Jeans and bro, the LA was just official. Not to mention the black bike, the BMX show.
But I honestly, this is going to sound really crazy, but I like the fact that they coming out with them Nike Gattos again. I like them. The green ones, the white ones, the burgundy ones, the gray ones. Maybe not so much the gray, but the burgundy ones and the green ones. Oh, they here just right along with the Bike Air Force.
We got some. I don't know. It's some shit that's getting ready to drop, bro.
We looking forward to it.
Because you still got the Jack Harlows. You got a bunch of stuff that's coming out.
Man, I ain't been holding on to them for how long when them bitches drop?
We don't know.
I don't think they is because they've been holding on too long.
But
too long.
I want to thank y'all for coming back out. I appreciate all the follows, some of the comments that we've been answering to and.
Yes.
Everybody keeping it classy on there
keep
as well.
Continue too. To like, we really subscribe, appreciate and comment. We will respond again.
And we subscribe. Are making we making friendships too that I never would have thought of. So
hush, and, boy, hush.
Thank hush y'all again.
Let it build up.
Appreciate y'all. And from my table to yours, you know what I'm saying? Like
subscribe, hit that button at the bottom.
Come holler at us, bro. We around. I mean, pull up to the table. Thank you.